This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh yeah, hour number two. And we are coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out, BoydsGunStocks.com. Next week, I'm going to be hanging out with my guest on more than one occasion. We're going to go out there. I'm going to film her blowing up an RV. And when I was searching for a new picture of her to put on the podcast thumbnail, when I typed in her name, it populated Tatiana Whitlock bikini. So I clicked on that. I clicked on that, and there is a cartoon rendition of you with me in a bare naked choke saying, "I told you not to do that." That pops up on that one. So I don't know where that comes from. Anyway.
So funny. It cracks
Weaponized
me.
Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
The one after that is height, which, you know, okay.
Everybody wants to know how tall I am.
Well, how tall are you supposed to be?
I don't know. Apparently, I look taller on television, which is hilarious.
Well, you're standing by yourself most of the time, right?
Well, yes, and you know, camera angles really do help with that.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful to those wonderful camera tricks. But we get to hang out at SHOT Show.
Yes, we do. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna film. We're gonna do some weaponized women and some other stuff. But will this be a SHOT Show where for somebody like you, is this where you go out and start cultivating it more? Relationships when a shooter of your caliber, a instructor like you that goes Absolutely. Out there, because you've had a lot of long time sponsors, but you know, do you ever have enough? I mean,
well, you know, it comes down to there's a lot of wonderful brands out there, and they all do something slightly different. And the audience that I have is growing, and that appeal is growing. So rather than taking on formal sponsorships, I prefer partnerships because. You know, there are a number of brands that I'm formally sponsored by, and those relationships are amazing and long-standing relationships. But if I can partner with a wider variety of companies, I can then service the community a little bit better, meaning that one holster from that one manufacturer might work for 20% of the folks who come to my class, but because it's not right for the body type of the other 80, it helps to be affiliated with a lot of different solutions. And so those are the types of relationships I like to foster because I can offer more. I can be slightly brand agnostic, so to speak.
Right.
And that helps. That helps. There's no one-size-fits-all answer. So, you know, it helps for diversity.
Well, I mean, for you, though, I mean, like, you have relationships that no other females have. You are the sole agency arms asset that is female.
That is
true. Unless something changed.
No, not that I'm aware of, and I don't see Steve putting on a skirt anytime soon. So
he's not. He's still identifying as Steve, then? Okay.
Technically, yes. And that is an incredible cast of characters. If you're not familiar with the agency arm asset community, it's what they call their sponsored shooter community. And the individuals that comprise that group are pretty outstanding instructors and competitive shooters. It's an honor to be among their ranks.
Additionally, you have had a long, and I don't know what the status of this is, but you've had a pretty big relationship with Nighthawk, which, you know, females running around with those big, heavy, all-steel guns, and I say that because I think Nighthawk guns are big, heavy, all-steel guns. Normally, that would not be what, I mean, how many people have done that? I've seen one other female with a Nighthawk gun, and that was a YouTuber named Fate of Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that goes back a ways.
Yep.
So, yeah, right now, well, I love, my background being fine art, I love equipment that is made by artists. You know, the people who are the master craftsmen of their trade, and Nighthawk is full of master, amazing gunsmiths. And so that was the major appeal to me with that brand. And I've had a kind of an informal but semi-formal relationship with them where I just love their gear. And so they just keep helping and supporting the cause. And we've had a lot of really good work. It's been an honor and a privilege to work with them on a couple of projects that we've done over time and really expose their equipment to the women's community. And I have to, this is what, I break the internet every time I do this, but I really do believe that a 1911 is a phenomenal firearm to introduce new women shooters to the shooting sport.
Right.
They just fall in love with them right out of the gate. The angle of the grip, the scale and the size of the grip, everything about it, and that weight isn't a problem. It actually is an asset, and then it gives you a little bit more stability, and so they have greater success with accuracy right out of the gate. So, you know, I'm a 1911 girl at heart. I cannot stop. Can't help myself.
I don't blame you. I've already told, I'm supposed to go to Nighthawk next month in February. And I told Mark that I need two things to happen. I need to be able to bring an empty duffel bag. And everybody, if everybody wants to go to lunch, I'll stay behind to make sure nothing is taken by anybody else.
Oh, be prepared. When you go to visit, it's truly an incredible experience because you can go and spend an entire day just sitting in one of the gunsmith workshop spaces and watching them do what they do. It is incredible. I mean, they will talk your ear off because they don't just do that work. They love that work.
Yeah.
And during breaks, they're all playing. There's a jam session in the break room. They all bring out their instruments. It is one of the most fun places to visit.
I won't be able to jam with them. I'm so musically inept. I like music, but I can't even play the radio. I mean, I'm just horrible. So, as far as that
goes.
I'm
going to have to get you singing at SHOT Show now.
Yeah. I'll be there for combat karaoke Tuesday night. That's what's going to be on.
Oh, that's a thing. You just made a thing. We're going to have to do that.
Combat karaoke.
Oh, I love it.
So I want to ask you a couple of questions. And I want to, and this is purely from you as a instructor, a self-defense instructor. Now, this year for me is going to be a big media year. I'm going to do a lot more media at SHOT Show than I did before. I mean, normally when Tatiana's hanging out, I'll come up to her and say, let's film. And you'd be like, all right, cool, let's hang out. And we'll keep on putting it off till the very last minute, and then we film. But this time, Tatiana and I are going to film four or five times if I can make it work.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I'm trying different ways to carry stuff. Because there's two kind of things I got to carry for filming, and I'll set this up, and we'll talk about this next. But I'm going to have a camera mounted on a tripod for locked-off shots that I can just set, hit the button, and walk in front of it and talk and be between you and Christina and that kind of thing. And then I'm going to have a camera on a gimbal that I'll be carrying around.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm going to be doing all this filming, I'm going to be dressed like I'm going to the gym. I'm going to be wearing warm-up pants and like a pullover shirt because they're not there to see me. So it doesn't matter how I dress. I could wear tux with tails and it doesn't matter. They're there for me to show you guys. And I'm thinking of a way to carry a gun, but it's going to be the gun I'm considering carrying is so far behind me. So it's not something I would have ever considered. So that's what I'm setting up with you. Tatiana, okay. Of course, you can find her at TatianaWhitlock.com. Don't search your name and don't search. If you go looking for the bikini thing, there's nothing there. When the most she ever shows is when she unzips her combat shirt, and that only goes down to right below her neck. So that's it. Tatiana is not. She's a different kind of female in the gun industry. We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, and this is Lock and Load.
DesantisQualityBuild.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh, yeah, they got a new gun stock that will be premiering at SHOT Show, and that's all I can tell you. You will have to be in Las Vegas to see it. Those of you who are not in Las Vegas. You and Steve ought to come out there. I got stuff for you there anyway. So check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Tatiana Whitlock, the weaponized woman, but right now we're actually going to talk a little bit about weaponized videographers.
Mm.
Okay, so I've been trying to figure out, because I don't like to not carry a gun, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Carrying a gun on me and shooting video, depending on what's going on, is difficult. Because sometimes I might want to do a low shot, sometimes I'm doing a running shot or whatever. So I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And I'm taking it off of the cool kids. Have you seen how they've taken fanny packs and repurposed them into what they call a cross body bag? Have you seen those?
Yes, I have. We can't call it a fanny pack. It's not tactical, Bill.
Huh? Crossbody bag.
Call it a fanny pack.
Can I call it a chest rig?
Yes.
Okay.
A belly rig. Yeah, it's the thing.
Yeah, so we're going to call it a chest rig. And mine actually, I found the perfect one that is not Adidas or Nike or Supreme or anything. I found one by Mountain Hardware or something like that. I'm not sure.
Nice.
Now, it's not that big. I don't need for it to be that big because, like, I'm sticking the gimbal out in front of me and everything else. I'm going to have all kinds of stuff on it, and I've got to try to keep steady, trying to focus on this gun or focus on Mark Stone or focus on, you know, what, focus on you, on Steve, whatever I'm doing. So the gun is actually going to be an afterthought. And I won't be doing this at SHOT Show, for example, because you can't carry a gun at SHOT Show. And I know that there's lots of people in SHOT Show carrying guns. I know that. But I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to go through all that stuff. So I won't be doing that at SHOT Show. But I will be, like I said, I'm going to be doing a lot of video, a lot of media this year. So I'm leaning, simply because Big Steve, I've seen Big Steve shoot it, I'm leaning, and I'm so regretful of this, I'm leaning towards the Glock 43.
What's wrong with a Glock 43?
Well, it doesn't have any capacity. And it feels like a big cigarette lighter in my hands. What?
Yes, yes, it can. You know, I had one, it's a fantastic backup gun. So for folks who carry a primary and a secondary, a Glock 43 is a fantastic secondary. And I know a lot of guys who ankle carry their backup gun, which is a Glock 43.
Right.
So I don't knock the Glock 43 because, you know, a lot of the really scary ninja people that we know, they all have them probably right around their ankle. So you're not going to lose your man card for carrying a Glock 43. That's for sure. But they are very versatile because they are the size that they are. So accommodating that in a bag, a, you know, crossbody bag, a belly band, even a pocket holster, there's a lot that you can do with that gun. That makes, you know, you are a little, well, you've got a little more flexibility than your Glock 19 size pistol.
Right.
And, you know, everybody gives them such a bad rep, but you've got to muscle down on those little guns to really make them tack drivers. And once you know, once you get that, you know, real physicality behind that tiny little gun, they can do a lot of great work.
Well, I've seen Steve shoot them, Steve Fisher. And first of all, I don't know how he shoots them because his hands are so big. I mean, when I shake Steve's hand, everything below my elbow is gone.
Well, he does have outer burns on his thumb. So
yeah, but I mean, it's so small and everything. I just sit. I've seen him shoot, and I'm like, wow. I bet his support hand is getting warm out there because he can shoot and hit whatever he wants with it. And that's one reason I'm looking at it, because he shoots and hits whatever he wants with it. But my problem is capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing something that's probably defeating the whole purpose of doing it. But I'm affiliated with a company called Hive Technologies. They used to be a sponsor pre-stuff that you know about. And they have these plus threes that are made out of aircraft grade aluminum.
Yeah.
And he's going to send me some to go on those magazines, which will make it bigger and will make it easier to grip, which is what I do with my M&P shields. But I'm just wondering if it's going to fit into my crossbody chest rig tactical baggy thing that I'll be wearing.
Well, what are you planning to holster it in?
I got sent a holster from High Threat Concealment, which is actually an appendix carry holster, which is basically just a scabbard and a clip, and it will holster up in there, and it'll take care of that trigger guard, and I'm very aware that that needs to be done, so it'll be going into that.
Excellent.
As it goes into the bag. And then I want to put a couple of spare mags in there, which even with two spare mags in there, I barely have more. That's a Glock 17 with one load and one in the chamber. Mm-hmm. That's my problem. Yeah. That's my problem. So it's all psychological.
It is. And once you get cut, when you start realizing that when you have a limited capacity firearm and limited capacity backup magazines or extra magazines, you get real selective about how you engage with that target, because you don't just want to, you don't have a lot of wiggle room there.
Right.
But the tricks to successfully putting that holstered gun in the bag, there's some little life hacks to pulling that off, because as a woman, I know I've got this whole thing called purse carry down. So you want some life hacks for purse carry? I know it's not
well,
a purse. It's not.
I was thinking about that bag that you that I can never remember the name of, but that hip bag that you wear. I was also thinking about that, because that can carry a bigger gun.
The koala bag. The ukulele bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If they'll just make and make it look like it's been, it was weathered out there during a nuclear test or something, I would get all over one of those things.
You might be surprised. Check them out. Ukulele bags. They do have some beautiful finishes. And
will they be at SHOT?
They should be at SHOT. And I know they're at NRAM. and their website is fantastic. I've ordered a couple of their bags so that I can utilize them in our off-body carry classes. And I have put a lot of people, men and women, into those, especially folks who, it's ATV season up here, snowmobiles are all out,
right.
And folks who ride bikes, because you have that. Basically what it is, if you've never heard of a bag, it's a thigh rig. It's a thigh bag that you can carry as a purse, a pocketbook, or whatever. But you can also put it around your waist, tether it around your thigh, and it looks pretty cool.
It's like a big covered drop leg thigh rig.
Yeah, it really is. I love it to go hunting, because I've got everything there, and my hands and my waist are free from clutter and stuff.
That's funny that you brought up hunting, because I'm going to talk hunting when we get back.
Ooh, okay.
Tatiana Whitlock, you can find her at Howell's Guns in Maine most of the time, but also at TatianaWhitlock.com. And if you're in Las Vegas, she'll be she'll look short from a distance, but just remember that everybody around her is afraid of her, so you'll be seeing a lot of respect going on around her. And you may see a bald guy over there in a bare naked choke while she's saying, "I told you no." So anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Russia. Get out of Venezuela. Russia has sent military planes, troops, and equipment to Venezuela to help him battle President Nicolas Maduro. President Trump says there's a lot of starving people in the South American nation.
We are with Venezuela. We are with your husband, as you know. What's happening there should not happen and be allowed to happen anywhere. So we're with you 100%.
The president and vice president were meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife today at the White House. A day after being surprised when charges were dropped against actor Jussie Smollett, Chicago police are releasing a redacted report of their investigation. It shows that police obtained a warrant for the actor's iCloud account and shared it with the FBI. The feds are still investigating whether Smollett mailed himself a death threat letter, which would constitute a federal crime. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Go check out the booth in Las Vegas where the new gun stock, and that's all I can tell you about it, is waiting for you. I am talking to Tatiana Whitlock. She is the weaponized woman. She brings a whole host of weaponized women. Will Robin and Juliana be there this time?
Oh, yes. We have a very full dance card, but they have been told we must make time to make sure all three of us get together with you on camera. We have really enjoyed having them on the show this year, and we've got some great stuff to talk about with you, Ben.
And Christina and Clover and everybody
Absolutely.
Else. So, cool. Yeah, I'll be the happiest interviewer out there on that day. Anyway, I know that you're a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you seen here lately where there's been this out west? There's been this rash of guys going out hunting elk with like black powder or something, and then they kill the elk, and then they're dressing out the elk, and then the grizzly bear comes down and eats them. Have you seen that? That trending thing that's happening out there.
No, I haven't. See, up in Maine, that doesn't normally happen. So I'm a bear hunter up here in Maine. I love to hunt bear. It's an incredible sport, and the culture up here that supports that hunt is an amazing one. So I enjoy the whole experience of that hunt. But no, we don't really worry about getting eaten by the bear. By the time we're hunting them, they're not looking to eat us, so that helps. But if you're out there hunting with black powder, what are you carrying for a backup gun or sidearm?
Well, see, that's the thing. See, like in one case, a guy took his client out there. They killed the elk and came back the next day. They were on horseback. For some reason, the guide had a Glock 20 in his backpack without a round chambered. So they're dressing out, and then they look up, and two bears are upon them. I mean, two grizzlies are coming at them, and they hit and start gnawing on the guide, and the client, and they were bow hunting for the elk. So the client goes to the bag and knows there's a gun in there. He gets the gun, and doesn't know enough about the gun to put the gun in the action. So he throws the gun at the being gnawed upon guide.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and then the bear broke off and came after him, and he got on his horsey and got away, and the guide stumbled up and, stumbled up the hill and everything because he's, been mauled by a bear. I'm sure he was sort of dazed, at the very least. He sprayed a whole can of bear spray on this bear, and it didn't stop him, and both of the bears killed the guide.
Oh, boy.
And, I've had a couple of people that have offered to take me out west and go hunting, and they'll tell me, I'll say, well, do you take a backup gun? They're like, Bill, you don't understand. We're going out there. We're going 6 miles into the wilderness, and ounces equal pain, and, I don't want to carry that weight. And then I'll ask, well, do you want to be on the menu?
Mm-hmm. I think how's that quote go? It's a lighter burden than regret. So
yeah.
I'll carry the gun. Thank you very much.
So for you, what would you carry as a backup gun if you're going out there and you're hunting bears or you're hunting something that might attract bears? What would be the gun you would carry?
10 millimeter. Anything in 10 millimeter.
Anything in 10 millimeter.
Mm-hmm. I like a 10 millimeter. It'll do. I mean, we've got up here in Maine, we've got up to 400-pound black bear. That's pretty
right.
Much what we've got, which is, a fraction of a grizzly. And they're not very fun to meet up with face-to-face. And we've got a very healthy population, and we have a lot of mamas who have a lot of babies. And the last thing you want to do is make mama mad. So, we all, if you're smart, you've got something at your disposal. And we have, laws and rules for how that works in this state. I don't want to be walking out of the forest in the dark for the quarter of a mile up the trail while I hear all the critters in the woods around me with my surefire light in my hand without something. That's not my idea of a good time, because you really feel alone as you're walking up to the trailhead to get your ride back.
See, you know Roger Ward. He and I have been talking, and I'm thinking about getting a Glock 20.
Mm-hmm.
And letting him rework it, and then I'm going to make one of those Kenai-type chest rigs, mm-hmm. where the gun, like the old tanker rig that I used to wear when I carried a .45 in the military, and that's going to be my grizzly gun. I'm going to let him work over the slide and everything, because the best 10mm I've ever shot here at this point was the Agency Arms Glockzilla.
Yes.
But I think Roger can't equal that, if not better that, so... we're going to do that, but the whole thing here that I'm wondering about, I do not intend to go out to the woods and, post up a picture on Instagram of me over the elk, and then the next thing they read about, Bill Frady was eat by bar. That's not going to be on the headlines with me. No, not happening.
No, let's not do that. Those are hunts of a lifetime, totally worth doing, but I would be smarter. I am voting for the 10, and yes, do that. Mm-hmm.
Now, living up in Maine, you also, when you go hunting, how cold does it get up there?
It gets fairly cold. We are very good with layering and making sure you have all the layers. But more importantly, certain times of year, a thermocell is probably the most amazing thing you can have on you, because the black flies up here will lift you and carry you away.
What? The black flies?
Yeah. We have these little things called black flies, and they're vicious carnivorous beasts. They're the size of a gnat, but oh my goodness, they will haunt your dreams. So yeah, we all have to hunt with a thermocell to maintain our sanity.
And what is a thermocell?
Thermocell is a little device that emits a repellent, and it creates an area around you that keeps the little buggies from coming in. And it is a godsend.
Sounds like a force field.
It is. It is a force field of bliss to go out there and not. I did a sit in my tree stand and my thermocell. I didn't load the cartridge properly. And once you're up in the tree, you can't move for about 5 hours because the bear are pretty savvy and they're very skittish and they really don't want to hang out with you if they know you're there. My thermocell wasn't working and I regretted it. So there was never a day since that learning moment that I did not double, triple check that my thermocell worked because you want that force field.
Yeah. The whole premise of the idea of these bugs that are flying around and can pick you up and carry you away, that sounds like an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Pretty much. It is the stuff that nightmares are made of,
Yeah. But you can get a thermocell. And does that work with all bugs?
It repels quite a bit of buggies. It does a fantastic job.
The bugs are not cute, Tatiana. I hate bugs. Of all things, when I was in the military, I lived through all kinds of misery, but I hated bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went from Europe to Fort Polk, Louisiana. You can imagine what happened when I got to Fort Polk after Europe. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was horrible. Leesville, Louisiana is the armpit of the planet. That's where Fort Polk was. They couldn't get their stuff together. They couldn't get out and get into combat in 6 months if they had to with guns at their head. It was the most inept place I was ever stationed. If anybody's listening out there at the station at Fort Polk now, I'm talking circa 1985, 80, 88. Don't get offended. Talking to Tatiana Whitlock when we get back, we're going to get into the weaponized woman segment just because some stuff's been happening to me here. And you can find her at TatianaWhitlock.com. And you can find her in Las Vegas next week at SHOT Show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. They'll be there. The new one, it's debuting the 22nd of January in Las Vegas at SHOT Show. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to the weaponized woman, Tatiana Whitlock. I've been running into one of the things that I do is I point out that I do the weaponized woman segments with you, Tatiana. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting what's been going on for the last few days. I had to go to the doctor the other day. I sent you. You remember that day I was texting you and everything.
Yeah, you're not allowed to scare me like that again. Just
sorry. Well, hey, I was just letting you know, FYI. Okay. Yeah. So I went to the doctor, and it was a female doctor, and she asked me, I told her that I had to get this fixed because of my profession. She said, "What's your profession?" And I told her, and she told me that she was going for a concealed carry permit the very next day, because that was a Friday, and most classes take place on a Saturday, which I took great pleasure in hearing that, except when she started telling me what she was going to carry. Which she was defaulting with the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard, the little 380 with the little laser light in it that looks really ultra cool and stuff.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't give to my worst enemy.
It's a little dragon. It's a beast.
But it's not enough there to grab hold of. There's not enough grip there, Tatiana.
No. That is one of the hardest firearms to control in the marketplace. It's one of the tiniest ones that's out there. It's got limited capacity, of course, but it is so narrow and so demure. And the controls on it, the slide, stop, slide, release, the magazine, the mechanical safety, they are almost perfectly flush. And it really takes both hands to be able to manipulate it properly. It is a rough gun to shoot. It's brutal. The recoil is extremely exaggerated because of those voids, those pockets of space that happen as you wrap around that grip because it's so narrow and so small.
Right.
You create those pockets of air, and they exacerbate the felt recoil because that energy's got nowhere to go. And you really can only hang on to the front and back of the grip. You've got minimal support of the thing. So it was a firearm I saw when it first came out. It was the cool hotness. It's largely sold to women because you can hide it anywhere. This
right.
is true. You can. But about 10 minutes with it on the range and you're reevaluating your life choices.
Well, and that's the thing because, I've spent some time as a range safety officer. And I was at a concealed carry permit class, and here in South Carolina, you have to shoot 50 rounds. You have to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a row of ladies that almost all of them, except two, had those little 380 bodyguards. And all of them, to a person, and one of the two that didn't have a bodyguard had one of those 642s, a Smith five-shot revolver. That busted her hand clean open.
Yep.
Shooting it, and everybody else was like, I'm not gonna, this is not gonna be the gun I carry. The only lady that was shooting and shooting well had a Smith & Wesson 5609 or one of those, you know, old steel, double stacks when they first came out.
Yes.
She could hit whatever she wanted. She could draw a face on that target.
Nice.
But, around here, I know almost certainly around here, there's a bunch of gun shop guys that are out there saying, all right, Missy, this is the perfect gun for you. Looky here. It'll hide in your purse. It'll hide in your pocket. And they sell it to them saying this is the perfect hideout gun. But they don't, you know, it needs to be a competent fighting gun, doesn't it?
It does. And the problem with those is I've had two students. These petite itty-bitty ladies, and they bought that gun, and they committed to that gun. That was going to be their gun.
Right.
And they put in the work to mastering it. And if it's going to be your baby, you're going to put the work into mastering it. But it's going to be a long road, and it's going to be a road that really requires a lot from you. It's not a forgiving machine. And that whole, we're going to sell it to a little lady because it's tiny, you're not going to make any friends at that retail store because those women are going to lose complete faith and trust in you. So, you know, when I say it takes a serious level of aggressiveness to master that gun, I'm not kidding. And what you've got for hand strength and what you can give the gun back so that it functions properly,
right.
You really got to go full beast mode on that itty bitty little gun. It's like the scene from Men in Black where he hands them this itty tiny bitty little Wonder Blast.
Tiny Cricket, yeah.
Right? That's the better name for that one.
But, okay, so for a new shooter, a new female shooter,
mm-hmm.
Where is the sweet spot? What is the gun to recommend to them? Because they're not going to, you know, I tell each and every one of them, and it wasn't just the doctor. I had interaction with a receptionist who listens to me here that is mm-hmm. going to get her concealed carry permit, and my banker, who's also female. She's going to get her concealed carry permit. So when I'm out there trying to recommend something to them, because I don't want to recommend one of those pocket pistols. I don't like those. They look like cigarette lighters to me. And, you know, the Glock 43 feels like a cigarette lighter. But where is the sweet spot for a guy to recommend to a female who's thinking about shooting?
So if you're just going to get a woman to go to the range and you want to put her into a firearm that's not going to beat her up and that she's
right.
going to be successful with, when I work with a new shooter, I typically grab three models out of the rental arsenal of the range. I'll grab a Glock 19. I'll grab the Smith & Wesson M&P, and I'll grab an FNS9. Those are the three that I'll put down on the table. And they have very different characteristics. And once that person has worked with each model dry fire, we really kind of flush out what grip style, what frame style, what control set are most appropriate for their hand. And that's the span of the palm, the angle of the thumb, if you have a double-jointed thumb. If you have a deep well in your palm, how your hand folds around that machine will dictate and determine how comfortable it actually is for you. So though we start with those three models. And when it comes to the, you know, and out of the gate, I just need to, on my first purchase, it's going to be the carry gun that I carry. Thankfully, Smith & Wesson has come out with the Shield EZ, which is brilliant. I love that gun. It has addresses so many issues. And it's a wonderful shooting firearm. And especially for a new shooter, it forces the correct grip. It forces you to interface with it properly. And therefore, you're very successful with it. It has redundant safeties. It's got a little bit more capacity than the tiny 43s do, the Glock 43s do. So a Shield EZ, or honestly, the new SIG 365 is pretty awesome.
I have no experience with the SIG 365 except looking at them. They look awfully small.
They are surprisingly, they have a little more mass to them than you would expect.
Okay.
They're a little bit, they have more presence in your hand than a Glock 43 or Glock 42. And you've got a double stack, so you've got a lot more capacity in that gun.
Yeah. And the Shield EZ, now I'm looking at that right now, that looks like the M&P 2.0 compact to me.
A little bit, yes, but it has a lot of the features that we've been asking for a long time.
It has a straighter grip, though. It's weird looking.
It's wonderful. And it's got that grip safety, so it has redundant safety, which is nice because for a lot of new people, that is a major, major concern. And if you're relying on just the thumb safety and you have a weak grip, that tiny little gun isn't going to function for you.
Right.
Stovepipe all day. So with that grip safety, it forces a proper grip, which mitigates those stovepipes tremendously. It is, and instructors, it makes me very happy. Very, very happy.
Okay. Well, that gives me a little more ammunition to think about. I have never even laid eyes on the Shield EZ till you brought that up, and the 365. Mm-hmm. I have no way of getting my hands on that. I might be able to get my hands on a Shield EZ, but anyway, next week Tatiana and I will be in Las Vegas. Tatiana will be out there about doing the things that she does, and we'll be filming and some other stuff, and there will be some stuff going up on YouTube, and we'll reconvene after SHOT Show and talk about what we saw in Las Vegas coming out for the gun buying public. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Well, it's always fun.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next from Ammoland is writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.